Protocols of the Meetings of the Learned Elders of Zion. Protocol Number 23. Instilling Obedience. 1. That the peoples may become accustomed to obedience, it is necessary to inculcate lessons of humility and, therefore, to reduce the production of articles of luxury. By this we shall improve morals, which have been debased by emulation in the sphere of luxury. We shall re-establish small master production, which will mean laying a mine under the private capital of manufacturers. This is indispensable also for the reason that manufacturers on the grand scale often move, though not always consciously, the thoughts of the masses in directions against the government. A people of small masters knows nothing of unemployment, and this binds him closely with existing order, and consequently with the firmness of authority. For us its part will have been played out the moment authority is transferred into our hands. Drunkenness also will be prohibited by law, and punishable as a crime against humanness of man, who is turned into a brute under the influence of alcohol. 2. Subjects, I repeat once more, give blind obedience only to the strong hand, which is absolutely independent of them, for in it they feel the sword of defense and support against social scourges. What do they want with an angelic spirit in a king? What they have to see in him is the personification of force and power. 3. The Supreme Lord, who will replace all a now existing ruler, dragging in their existence among societies, demoralized by us, societies, that have denied even the authority of God, from whose midst spreads out on all sides the fire of anarchy, must first of all proceed to quench this all-devouring flame. Therefore, he will be obliged to kill off those existing societies, though he should drench them with his own blood, that he may resurrect them again in the form of regularly organized troops, fighting consciously with every kind of infection that may cover the body of the state with sores. 4. This chosen one of God is chosen from above to demolish the senseless forces, moved by instinct and not reason, by brutishness and humanness. These forces now triumph in manifestations of robbery, and every kind of violence under the mask of principles of freedom, and every kind of violence under the mask of principles of freedom and rights. They have overthrown all forms of social order, to erect on the ruins of the throne of the King of the Jews, but their part will be played out the moment he enters into his kingdom. Then it will be necessary to sweep them away from his path, on which must be left no knot, no splinter. 5. Then will it be possible for us to say to the peoples of the world, give thanks to God, and bow the knee before him, who bears on his front the seal of the predestination of man, to which God himself has led his star, that none other but him might free us from all the before mentioned forces and evils.